The Texas Education Agency began investigating the Edgewood School District in January following complaints that the school board is dysfunctional. Early Friday, board president Eddie Rodriguez and trustees Velma Pena and Tina Morales resigned and sent a four-page letter to the district saying there is a division on the board that prevents it from acting in the best interest of children. Velma Pena says the discord has led to her being fearful. She says her home and cars have been vandalized and that the district needs help.
Principals on there. They're high schools. We only have two high schools and they have no principal. We needed assistant principals. They couldn't get in there either because it was a no action. There was just too many things that were going on that needed to be dealt with, and things just weren't moving forward.
Outside of Gonzalez Elementary on Castroville Road, the news surprised many parents, like Diana Barón, who has three kids in Edgewood.
Why would three do it all together in one day? I mean, it's kind of shocking.
With only three board members left, there's no quorum to conduct business or even call for a special election. That means the Texas Education Agency could appoint people in the interim, which Ernest Apolinar, another parent of Gonzalez, would welcome.
I think it would be okay for now. You know, we do need board members, you know, because without that, it's like function. It won't function properly, you know. As far as the finances going to where they're supposed to go and money being put to and from, you know.
Kayla Calderon Lugo, a spokesman for Edgewood, says it's unclear what will happen, but as the district is working with TEA.
This is not going to affect our daily operations. This is not going to affect the education that the students are receiving on a daily basis, and we're going to make sure that all of that continues to function.
Another trustee resigned several months ago, and the district bought out the contract of Superintendent Jose Cervantes last August. Since then, the six-member board has been divided. The next Edgewood board meeting is scheduled for March 8th. It's unclear if that meeting will take place. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.